Good morning. Welcome to the Beacon. My friend, how are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
We are back. We're ready to roll. We're full of vigor and energy.
Yes.
Enthusiasm for today.
We're also hopefully full of apartments and homes with air conditioning.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It is nonsense outside. It is not, they are not messing around.
Yes. It's time we talked about the weather. This is a good weekend to do it.
Because we haven't talked about the weather at all enough over the past 6 months.
That's right.
Let's talk about it again, friends.
It's
hot.
We're
on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah, so what I've been doing is I've been preparing. I've been eating light.
Good.
Salads, fruits, nothing heavy.
Yes.
So once the temperature gets a little bit lower, then it's steak, baby.
You are ready for it. Come on, fall.
Yeah, I cook it myself. That's right.
Nice.
I got it.
Nice.
It's going to be steak, green beans, and what else?
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that a fall type meal? Is that, or are you just talking about like later in the week when it cools down?
Later in the week when it cools down.
All right.
Because I have determined that I have to eat at least three beef
Really?
Meals a week
okay.
for the iron and all of the kind of stuff.
All right.
Yes.
Well,
trying to get my nutrition together.
Okay.
So that I can be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Beef is the way to do that. I mean, I'm reserving all judgment over here, my friend. You do what you got to do.
Right.
I, on the other hand, just spent a lovely weekend in Lake Tahoe with my family. We flew out to surprise. The surprise was not ruined, by the way. I know last week we were concerned because I was talking about it on the air and the small percentage up chance that she might have been listening on Saturday morning. She definitely was not listening. She was not listening. So my son and I flew out to surprise her. Tahoe was beautiful. We took a cruise around the lake for her birthday lunch. Got to see a bunch of family. It was just lovely. And it was like...
Do they have casinos out there?
Do they have what?
Casinos?
They do in Reno, which is just kind of over the mountain from Tahoe. Yes. So
okay.
Reno does. Reno's like Little Vegas. They've got, you know, it's like a miniature version. But yes, they do. That's where I went for my 21st birthday and hit a blackjack on my last hand out of the casino before the weekend.
How much did you win?
Oh, I like $60. But I was 21, so I was pretty psyched about that.
$60. You parlayed it and kept playing.
We had to go. Like, literally, we were walking out the door. We were leaving, and I'm like, I'm just going to play one last hand. And I hit a blackjack, 21st birthday, Reno. It was epic. $60.
Well, next year you should go to the poker night that the Lighthouse sponsors, and maybe... you know, your skills will pay off.
I've never played poker. It could be beginner's
luck. Well, they have blackjack and other games, too.
I haven't gambled lately. I mean, it's been years since even when I go to places like Las Vegas where that's a thing, I just kind of stick with the slots and avoid it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had fun with it for a while, like in my 20s. And I was one of those that's like, I have $60 and that's all I'm spending. Once it's gone, it's gone. And I stuck by that. I had fun with it. But I don't know. Just not something that I'm interested in doing now as I gaze onto the horizon of my golden years.
Yeah, well, you never know. You might get back into it.
That's true.
It can be fun.
What's not fun, however, is breaking your perfectly good phone and having to shell out $1,000 for a new one that you didn't anticipate having to do.
It's that badly broke? And of course, you're talking about your cell phone.
My cell phone, yeah. No,
it doesn't work at all?
I was sitting in a movie theater, like 2 feet from the ground, and I had taken my case off a couple of days ago because I wasn't able to plug in the adapter for because we play music in our yoga classes, and so I use an adapter, and the case was just too bulky, so I just removed it, didn't put it back on. 3 days later, it slips out of my purse onto the movie theater floor and shatters, like dead. Yes. And of course, I'm in a panic because I wasn't sure where. I was in a movie theater and I was kind of unfamiliar with the area. So I'm like, how am I going to get home? I don't have GPS. I don't even have a phone to call somebody for directions. Like, panic mode. It's panic inducing when you suddenly find yourself without a phone.
Now, is your cell phone an Apple product?
It is.
Oh, you're an Appler.
I am, kind of by default. It wasn't intentional, but of course now your entire life, you know, and they do this by design, obviously, but they weave everything into this Apple web. So if
Proprietary hell is what I call it.
Yeah, so true. That's a beautiful way to put it. Because if you want to now, like, pull out of Apple and maybe go to an Android or something, everything is, I mean, my kids are linked to my Apple account. I mean, it's just, it would be a nightmare. So I'm not a big, I don't have a big preference one way or the other, but Apple is kind of by default where I stand.
Yeah, well, for a lot of people who are blind or visually impaired, Apple is the cell phone of choice. And our guest today, our first guest, Douglas Walker, will be talking about iFocus. They've got instructional videos for Apple products. So, I don't know, maybe you could find a way to get out of proprietary hell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll see. Doubtful. It's very doubtful at this point. But still, it's, I mean, I, you know what? If Apple product is the accessibility, like, pioneers, then I support that.
Yes, they are very good with accessibility.
I don't have any complaints about Apple. It just is what it is.
Well, and also we have the Off Actor, so we'll be looking forward to that story.
Another doggy story.
Uh-oh.
We love our doggy stories.
Doggy dog.
We love puppy
stories. And then, of course, we'll find out what's highly recommended from those two recommending people.
They do have names.
And we'll wind up in Luke's laboratory at some point to find out what's the latest in technology. So actually, we have two technology segments today, which should be good.
Excellent.
Yes, indeed.
Sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sit back, buckle your seatbelt. We will be back right after this.
I started at the Lighthouse when I was still in college at UIC. It was 2012, and I worked here until about 3.5 years, until the middle of 2015. This is a GPS unit. It's a portable GPS receiver. When I was here, I did a lot of one-on-one training, but for this sort of stuff, I mean, I just, you know, do it on the phone and things, but I would walk people through. We'd go out in the community and actually work with it, you know. I never saw myself working in blindness until I worked here, and I started working with Tom Persky. And really, I had used technology and utilized blindness technology for myself. So coming here, I was able to start, you know, learning and working with technology and really fell in love with it. The pieces were in place for the Lighthouse to work with the call center, but some of the accessibility needed to be assessed. And I was able to, you know, go through the standard training curriculum. And when I went through that, I was able, you know, to assess where the needs were and where the various pieces were that needed to be worked on. One result of the tollway project was not only to make that system accessible, but to show that we were opening doors for, you know, the future of blind people and working in and around this area. And you can take that to a national level as well. So we were opening doors here in Chicago with this specific tollway project, but we can then, you know, shift that to opening doors for the totally blind population across the country or around the world. What I really think said so much about the Lighthouse. I was upstairs in the call center and my house burned down, but most of my personal possessions were melted. And I had taken 2 days off, which I didn't ever really take any days off. And I just, you know, I had told my boss and just said, I really need to sift through everything here and try to figure out what's going on. And I came back to work and there was a pile of money and there was a coat and that was my Lighthouse family was there. That was my call center. And I was the only male in that room. And it was such a great environment to be in. There is no way I would be there if it wasn't for the Lighthouse. I'm positive, I'm absolutely positive. Not just when it comes to work or anything like that, but just being able to develop, you know, those professional skills. I mean, the communication, the emails, the everything it takes to really hold a real job. I mean, and when we talk about employment for blind people, it's about getting into the the real world and holding that salary position, and it's not easy, and I never would be there. There is no way I would be there if it wasn't for the Lighthouse. I wouldn't consider it to be a stepping stone. I would consider it to be a launch pad. It was a way for me to launch myself forward and upward in anything, you know, that I chose to do.
The Lighthouse Endowment Campaign is an ongoing campaign to help secure the future of the Chicago Lighthouse for the 67,000-plus patients, clients, and families that utilize our services each year. Historically, our endowment fund has helped maintain critical programs on the verge of shutting down, preserve jobs in times of economic stress, and meet the growing demand for vision care services among America's aging population. To make a contribution, please contact Jennifer Miller, 312-997-3643.
Hadley Institute, they have been doing great stuff over the years. They've kept up abreast of technology and all the new developments. One of the series that they produce is the iFocus instructional videos, and these cover instructions on how to use Apple products, Apple Watch, Mac, iPhone. But to talk more about that with us is Douglas Walker from Hadley. Douglas, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Well, I have to say, I was watching some of the videos, Douglas, and I have to commend you for how thorough and how well explained they are for a novice user, or even for someone who has used Apple products for a long time, but maybe is not aware of all the accessibility Apple offers.
Well, thank you. iFocus has been around for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. I think we're working on the fifth year. So we have seen since the beginning of iFocus, it's actually gone through quite an evolution. and what we have learned is that people really, really desire the basics, and they're looking for a way that's open and warm, and they want to know that they're going to be actually brought through the device in a way that makes sense. Because when we first started looking at how we would approach videos, first on the iPhone, we were sort of intimidated because, I mean, it's a piece of glass, which the iPhone is very intuitive for someone that has sight and vision and can see what's happening on the screen. I mean, there are things that are obvious, like where the back button is, or, you know, things are clearly labeled and outlined on there. So it's very intuitive for somebody with vision, but it's not so intuitive for somebody that can't see the screen initially. But what we found is that once you learn just a few simple gestures and where things typically are located on the screen, that after a person really gets the basics on navigating the operating system, then they tend to feel more comfortable being able to explore on their own. So we're excited where we've been and where we are now, and we're headed in some new areas as well. And so what makes iFocus really exciting for me is the fact that iOS every year, which iOS is the operating system mm-hmm. for Apple products, sure. or at least the iPhone and iPad, changes every year. I'm constantly having to update the videos and keep those current. So that's one thing that we love, too, is that we know that, or a person knows, that when they're looking for the latest on how the iPhone works, they can always go to our iFocus videos and know that they're going to be current, relevant, and up to date with the latest operating system that Apple has. So that's what we're excited about.
Now, for maybe people that maybe don't use Apple products or maybe are new to the accessibility features, what kinds of things do you cover in these iFocus videos?
Well, we start with, like I said, it's gesture-based, mm-hmm. so it depends on how you interact with the screen
sure.
as to how you're able to navigate. So we start with the very basics. So when you actually go on the Hadley website, it's hadley.edu, there's a link on our homepage that says instructional videos. You just click on that link. It takes you to all of our iFocus videos. And they're actually laid out in a way that's very curriculum-based. So if you start at the very top on exploring the device is the heading there. I think there are like 12 videos there. If you start, the very first one is turning on and off VoiceOver, which is the screen reader for Apple products. Mm-hmm. And so if you just start with that, you learn how to turn it on, and the next in that list is setting accessibility shortcuts, and then you start learning then the basics of beginning VoiceOver gestures. So you start learning these gestures of interacting with the screen that help you to navigate through the screen, flicking right, move you forward through objects, and flicking back. And then there are things like the rotor. So, you know, you slowly can go down the list of videos and start learning more and more and more, and they slowly build on each other. And, you know, I know I keep saying videos, and some people wonder, you know, why in the world would you do videos for somebody that's blind? But the videos are actually done in a way that even if you have no vision, you feel they're totally described so that a person will get the most out of the videos. And again, if you're not video, I mean, if you don't want the video aspect, we do offer downloadable MP3 files for each video there as well. And even if you're a hard copy person and actually want a hard copy of it, you can actually download a transcript of each video as well. So they're taught in a progression, and if you start at the very top of the list, you know, you can learn all about VoiceOver. And then the next heading is our low vision features for all of the iPhone and the iPad. And I think there are 9 videos there that teach all the low vision aspects of the device. And what we've tried to do is we've tried to make the videos so that they're heavy on the productivity end. So we tried really hard to really do videos on each app that comes native to the iPhone. So we started thinking, what would be logical things somebody would want to use their iPhone for? Well, obviously, you probably want to make phone calls. Mm-hmm. So we did a video on placing and receiving phone calls, and text messaging, and email, and all those things. And then we kind of grew from there. Mm-hmm. Then we have an entertainment area that talks about how to use the things like music, and actually download audio-described movies from iTunes, and stuff like that. So we cover a pretty wide range of different videos. We've also found that people are really also interested in some of the third-party apps that are out there as well. And these are apps that aren't native to the iPhone, but that you can purchase or download for free in the App Store. And so we've covered really high-profile apps like the Bard mobile app, mm-hmm, from the National Library Service for the Blind, and the Voice Stream Reader app, and things like Dropbox and stuff like that. So we're starting to cover third-party apps as well, and the KNFB Reader is one that we've done as well. And we soon will be doing the Seeing AI app this fall. We've been talking with Microsoft, and they're really interested in us covering the Seeing AI app. So you'll probably see that coming out later this fall as well.
Douglas, again, how can people, or where can people find these videos?
The videos are all available for free at any time on the Hadley website, and that's www.hadley.edu. And once you're on our homepage, there's a instructional videos link that you can access there. And all of our iFocus videos will be right there. It's a very, very accessible website, laid out in headings and everything there. So it's very easy to navigate. And our player that we use for playing the videos is a very accessible player. So so that's why we have them there. We also have our videos available on YouTube. But as we know, YouTube isn't always the most accessible being out there. Monsters, mm-hmm, was headed, but mm-hmm, YouTube can be a great way to find the videos, and then, but the easiest way to access them is on the Hadley website.
Now, can people contact you or with suggestions of apps or anything they would like to see in these iFocus videos?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always open to feedback. You can contact our feedback line at Hadley. That's FEEDBACK@hadley.edu. Or you can email me directly. I'd love to hear from you. My email is Walker, WALKER, @hadley.edu. So either one will get it to me. And always open for suggestions on future videos. Or, you know, if you find something that you think could be done a different way, we're always open for that kind of feedback as well.
Wonderful. Well, Douglas, I know we've covered quite a bit, but is there anything else you'd like to add or share?
No, just always keep coming back, because we're always adding more content. Like I said, the Apple TV videos are coming out. And then later this fall, of course, look for the Swift Playground coding apps or videos that'll be there. And the Seeing AI is in the pipeline. And we're also looking at, we're in talks with the American Printing House for the Blind right now, and looking at doing basic videos on using the Nearby Explorer app, which is a great GPS app. So keep coming back and to Hadley, and I think you'll be surprised every time you come back with the new content that we have.
Great. Well, again, to find the videos or learn more about Hadley, you can go to www.hadley.edu. Douglas, thank you so much for this wonderful interview on The Beacon today.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for having me on. And as I say in the videos, take care, and I'll see you next time, right?
Great. Well, everyone, this is the Lighthouse Beacon. We will be right back.
1 in 6 of the wounded U.S. soldiers evacuated from Iraq and Afghanistan battle zones suffered eye injuries. That's the highest rate of eye injuries since the Civil War. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, part of the Library of Congress, is stepping up to help. NLS works with military hospitals, rehab centers, and groups such as the Blinded Veterans Association to make sure that service members who have sacrificed so much for their country can still experience the pleasures of reading. Through the free NLS Talking Book Program, eligible veterans have access to thousands of bestsellers, biographies, westerns, self-help books, and more, and a variety of magazines. Veterans receive priority service from NLS, but any U.S. resident who is blind, has low vision, or cannot hold a book because of a physical illness or disability may sign up for the program. To learn more about what NLS can do for you or a friend or loved one, visit www.loc.gov/NLS or call 1-888-NLS-READ.
All right, folks, welcome back to The Beacon. I'm Brian Hawkins here.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
Yes, she is. And in a second, she's going to have a heart-rendering story about another, what do you call them, dogs?
You do call them dogs.
Yes.
That's an accurate...
But before we get to that, you know, over the past month or so, or maybe longer, we've been really talking about the lighthouses on the Mag Mile, and the time is finally here.
Yes, finally.
June 19th, which is what, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yes, you told me
we've been
that.
Talking about this for so long. I'm excited.
Yeah, so you can be a beacon for access and inclusion for people with disabilities, and they're going to be displayed along Chicago's magnificent mile and nearby neighborhoods, including Streeterville, River North, and the Gold Coast. So these are sculptures, would you say, have been decorated. They're actually lighthouses, and they've been decorated by people who are visually impaired and also folks who are not, and veterans as well. And I told you about the one that has a sports theme of a certain hockey team in Chicago.
Yes, we talked about that a long time ago.
Yeah, and so there's about 50 sculptures designed by various artists. So if you all of a sudden are out and about and you see a lighthouse and you're wondering what that's all about, well, now you know. And of course, the reason that you want to check them out is because after August 11th, there'll be a, what do you call it? Auction.
Yes.
Yes, that's what you call it.
That is what you call it.
And you'll be able to purchase... and bid on the lighthouse of your choice, if you like.
I love it. Yes. I wish I was rich, because then I would buy one.
Well, you don't ever know. You might be able to get it at a reasonable price that doesn't cost too much.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. We'll keep an eye out for that auction. And, I just want to see the sculptures, really. I'd love to go down there and take a walk and check them out.
Well, there was one in shipping, and it was very lovely. This guy, he did the theme where he basically put flowers around the lighthouse and different bright colors and things like that. I only got a glimpse of it, so I can't really describe it that well. But this is obviously an attempt to bring awareness to our mission of providing comprehensive services which improve the quality of life for people who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans. And so, you know, be on the lookout for it.
Cool.
All right.
Sounds good.
Now, and of course, this is one of our favorite parts of the show, The Awe Factor with Lenny Kleeman.
Thank you, my friend. Another puppy story today, which is our favorite around here. We are surrounded by lovely doggies all day long, and they're so fun. So these stories are always so heartwarming. A pit bull rescues a family from a house fire while simultaneously pulling their baby to safety by her diaper. 8-month-old Sasha, who is a pit bull, is being hailed as a hero after her actions helped to save her family from a house fire last week. Sasha's owner was fast asleep in her California housing complex when the puppy started to cause a ruckus at the back door. Bewildered by the dog's sudden outburst at 11 p.m., the owner went to go let the dog inside. So she opens the door and the dog starts running and barking like crazy, just, you know, in a frenzy. And the owner knew that that wasn't like her, that that was certainly odd behavior. So the puppy immediately ran inside, went straight to, there was a baby, there's an infant in the house as well, 7-month-old baby girl. And the dog's barking alerted the owner to the fact that the neighboring house was on a fire. So she lives in a fourplex. So there's four units that are combined, they're touching, and the blaze was in the neighboring the unit next to hers, and rampantly running through the complex. So it was spreading into her own home. There was fire in her own home. So the mother ran back inside to get her baby, only to find that the puppy was pulling the baby to safety by her diaper. So the puppy had gone into the room of the infant and was trying to rescue her by her diaper. So her mom walked in to get the baby, and the baby was already being pulled to safety by the puppy. So thanks for the dog's quick actions, the family was able to escape the house, wake the neighbors, call 911, and everyone was able to safely get out. So her home, although it is uninhabitable now, her sister is raising funds for the family on a GoFundMe page, and they're currently staying at her aunt's house. So the owner is saying, "I owe Sasha my life and my children's life. She saved us all. She is our hero, and without her, we probably would never have made it out."
Oh, wow.
I know. You know, in pit bulls, it was a pit bull. Pit bulls get such a bad rap.
Yeah, everybody think they're dangerous.
I know.
Milk bones all around.
I know, right? High paws.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I know so many pit bulls that are just so sweet and docile. And, I guess it's just because they can't. You know, there are some that can be aggressive and violent and dangerous.
Well, I guess maybe they're trained that way.
Right, exactly. But as a breed, I don't know if they're inherently dangerous or if that's just what they're taught because they have the capacity to be, and so people take advantage of that. But don't know. I hear stories about pit bulls that just are so heartwarming and endearing, and it's kind of like, why do these guys get such a bad rap?
Well, quick dog story. Once upon a time, German shepherds were considered to be the real, dangerous dog. They even made a movie about it several years ago. But here at the Lighthouse, there are several German shepherds who act as guide dogs.
So that's very true.
Yeah, so I guess it does have something to do with the training and things like that. So
no, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they'll get, stories like that will turn their reputation into something a little more lovable.
All right, folks.
They can.
This is The Beacon with Lenny Kleeman and Brian Hawkins, and we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and find out what's highly recommended.
Cool.
The Lighthouse Endowment Campaign is an ongoing campaign to help secure the future of the Chicago Lighthouse for the 67,000-plus patients, clients, and families that utilize our services each year.
Yeah, I have an undergrad from DePaul, Computer Information Systems, and a master's in business information technology. And I know I have a disability, and it can be challenging trying to get a position. You know, they want to hire someone with a disability. So that was one of the challenges I had also. Going to a job interview and people look at you strange because you have a disability. I've gotten frowned at. They'll say, we'll call you or we'll consider, but It never happened. The Lighthouse has provided me with employment. I've been here since 2013, November. I've grown. I transitioned from Illinois Tollway to UI Health. The Lighthouse is awesome. They really work with people with disability, visually impaired, and veterans, get employment, you know, find employment, because the percentage of people with disability is unemployed is extremely high. People that have degrees and they still can't find a job. So the Lighthouse is very supportive in helping them find employment. One word, I say awesome.
Historically, our endowment fund has helped maintain critical programs on the verge of shutting down, preserve jobs in times of economic stress, and meet the growing demand for vision care services among America's aging population. To make a contribution, please contact Jennifer Miller, 312-997-3643.
Welcome back, friends. Summertime, hot and humid. Are we really wanting to get outside? And maybe Brett and Sandy have something to recommend that is inside in the cool air conditioning this weekend.
Well, you know, the best place to go, at least at my house, is the basement.
Well,
it's really cool down there.
Yes, yes.
Unfortunately, I don't have my big screen TV down there.
Ah, you got to do some rearranging for the summer. I know when I the old house that I lived at, we had a finished basement, and it was all, I mean, it was almost too cold. Like, you'd go down there, and even in the summertime, it was like, you had to put a blanket on or a sweatshirt. But it offered relief from the hot summer nights for sure.
Yes.
Well, let's see what Brett and Sandy have to say. Maybe they have some air conditioning options for us this weekend.
We got a couple recommendations for you today. I know, Sandy, you were just telling me about someone that you've been following for quite a while that just ended up taking his life just recently, Anthony Bourdain. Do you want to kind of go into a couple of the shows or the specific show that you want to recommend for people to check out?
The show that I liked is No Reservations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That airs on the Discovery Channel, the Travel Channel, and it's also available on Netflix. I've always been adventurous. I'm in trying new foods and experiencing different cultures, or at least learning about different cultures.
But right.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. But I think once I started watching No Reservations, like, it really inspired me to start getting out there more. And I know that for me, one of my favorite episodes was the one where he was out, I believe it was in Uzbekistan or Pakistan, one of the two.
Yeah.
And what I liked about that show, Brett, is that not only did he try the different foods, but he also, like, gave us a very in-depth look of, like, the culture, mm-hmm. the different customs. I believe in that show, like, he actually took the viewers through a wedding and what that was like. And he immersed himself into the culture, mm-hmm. most definitely.
Yeah.
And I think for me, like, the journalist part of me, that's also why I admired him. I'm like, I have to learn a lot from you.
Yes.
You know, and he was very entertaining, like, some of the commentary he would provide. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those shows that, although I couldn't see, you know, I could pretty much easily follow along with what was going on. But I know he also wrote a few books. I haven't read those yet, but I do plan to. But as far as the shows, No Reservations, that is a show that I highly recommend. But I know you, Brett, you've also read a very interesting book that also has to deal with cultures.
Yeah, I ended up reading Born a Crime by Trevor Noah. He actually, I read the Audible version, so it ended up he was the narrator of his own book, which I always like those type of books where you actually have, if it's a memoir, you have the person that went through those situations
I'm with
reading.
You. Yeah.
I enjoy that, and so if I have to pay a little bit extra to get that specific type of narration, then so be it.
Yep.
I believe this actually, I've seen it on Bard as well, so people can be able to check it out on Bard. I'm not sure if they have Trevor Noah reading his own book on there, but it is very enjoyable. Basically, it's about his story of the end of apartheid, of him basically being young at the time when apartheid ended, and then him kind of growing up until maybe his like mid-20s of like the years after apartheid. And you know how like here in our country after the civil rights movement and the laws changed where you know, black people, they were able to vote and they had a little bit more rights, but depending on where you were, those rights really didn't kick in, mm-hmm. like especially in the South.
Yes.
It's that same type of thing here with South Africa in the book. Mm-hmm. They had that same attitude that the white people in South Africa, they still felt like they had the power and they didn't really give back any of that. They didn't give back anything to the Africans that have lived there for many, many years. And mm-hmm. so Trevor Noah, he spoke three different languages. And so that was something that was very important to him that he learned because he was highly influenced by Nelson Mandela.
Sure.
And Nelson Mandela believed that if you learned other people's languages, you also showed them that you wanted to learn about their culture. And that diffused a lot of situations in the book where he might be followed by someone and they're talking in another language that they don't think he can speak, and then he turn around and speak to them in their language, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, I didn't know that you were one of us, and so they'd start talking and then they ended up becoming friends.
Wow.
So it's just like, it's so interesting just to see the different stories of like him when he's a kid. There's these interesting stories that literally is one of the first stories he tells in his memoir. It's just, it's a very, very fun book. You kind of get to see the trouble he got himself into and how he was able to get himself out of it. But
very interesting.
Very fun. I enjoyed the book. There's lots of laughs that you have. I showed a part to my sister that I just couldn't help laughing at, and I had to show her. So if you're looking for something to put a big smile on your face, but also give you some insight of what it's like to, be a person who grew up in the middle of like the end of apartheid and how that affected him, and the person he is today, because he is a big, you know, he's kind of a big star now with having the Daily Show on Comedy Central, and he has a really awesome Netflix comedy special that if somebody's looking for a good comedy special to check out,
sure.
That's a good one as well.
So all right.
That's all I have for you guys today. But like I said, those will give you some laughs and some good entertainment. And same with Anthony Bourdain and No Reservations on Netflix.
That's right.
Well, you have been listening to It's Highly Recommended with Brett Shishkoff.
And Sandy Murillo.
We will be right back with more Lighthouse Beacon after this.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60. 2 over 50, 1 over 40, 1 more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure, if you're overweight, raise another finger, 2 if you're very overweight, and 3 if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up 5 or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are here at the Beacon, and wow, it's a scorcher this week, but please make sure that the people who need assistance, if you know someone, who's elderly, they're able to get it, and look out for them, check in on them, make sure they're okay. As we continue with the show, at this time, we will swiftly move into Luke's laboratory, and we'll find out what the latest technology is for this week.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Beacon. I'm Juan Suarez, and it's time to open up Luke's laboratory with the one and only Luke Scriven. Good morning, Luke. How are you this hot Saturday morning?
I am heating up and trying to stay cool. Just came back from a trip to our state capital, aka Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a little low vision show there. stayed in a hotel right by the state capitol building, and had a very nice time. And I have to say, if you're used to Chicago, as I am, Springfield is a little bit different.
Quite a difference, huh?
Quite a difference. Come 5 o'clock, it's deserted. There's nobody there. So if you're looking for action, it might not be the place to go, unless you like political action.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how it seems like a whole different world out there, doesn't it?
It's, yep, totally totally crazy. And, yeah, if you like peace and quiet, maybe that's the city for you.
All right, and so this week we're talking about a magnifier.
That's correct. We are talking about a portable electronic magnifier, and this is something which I saw at the Low Vision show that I went to in Springfield, and it goes by the name of the Snow 7 HD Plus. So lots of different words to remember there. And it's made by a company called Zumax. They are a Chinese company, and I want to put it out there at the top here that we have carried their products in the past, but we have had some quality control issues with them. So I just want to put that out there, because this magnifier looks very cool, but we don't have it here at the moment just because of these quality control issues that we've had with some of their past products. But at the same time, I don't want to rule them out. Maybe they've improved, and I do think that this particular product is looking pretty good.
So what exactly does this HD Snow product do?
good try. So, Snow 7 HD Plus. You can probably tell by the name it has a 7-inch screen, hence the Snow 7 part. So, it's a portable electronic magnifier, 7-inch screen, which is a pretty good size for a portable. And it has the things you would normally expect. We have a good range of magnification. We have alternate color modes, and all those types of things you might usually expect. But there's a few features which are kind of outside of the norm, and features I think people will like. And the big one is optical character recognition, OCR.
OCR?
Yeah. So this handheld electronic magnifier can not only be used to magnify text, but it can also read text aloud to you. And not only can it read text aloud to you, but it can do an entire 8.5 by 11 page. And this is a really neat feature to have in a handheld. Now, I could be wrong, but I haven't seen another handheld that can do this, except for the HumanWare Prodigy tablet. And that one has a 5-inch screen and isn't as user-friendly as I would like. And from what I've seen of the Snow 7 Pro, nope, Snow 7 HD Plus, even I can't get the name right. What I've seen of it, it is very user-friendly, and the OCR works well, and the voice is clear and understandable. And so I think it has the potential to be a bit of a game-changer. The reason it kind of came to my mind is because I've had a number of people ask me recently, is there any good handhelds that do OCR? And I had to say, well, we have the HumanWare Prodigy tablet, and it's pretty good, but it does have some drawbacks. But this one, I think, actually might be better. So,
all right. And you're listening to Luke's Laboratory right here on The Beacon on this very, very warm Saturday. And it's looking to be like that all weekend. But, hey, we'll take it. And, of course, you can always contact Luke here at our store at 312-997-3683, or his extension at 312-997-3649. And his email is
luke.scriven@chicagolighthouse.org. That's Luke, L-U-K-E, dot Scriven, S-C-R-I-V-E-N, at chicagolighthouse.org.
And is there any other features that you want to cover with the magnifier?
Yeah, for sure. So OCR is one of the biggest ones, but there are some others which are really cool. Touchscreen. This is becoming more popular. Makes sense, right? More people are using tablets, more people are using smartphones. So why not have electronic magnifiers with touchscreens? And so this has a touchscreen built in. One of the cool things you can do is take a picture and then use the touchscreen to zoom in on it, pan around using your finger, and those type of things. So that's a neat feature. Not unique to this model, but welcome all the same. We also have vertical and horizontal line markers. Again, not unique to this model, but some people do find them very useful to help them keep track as they're reading, keep track of the line they're on. And one final feature, which is almost as cool as the OCR, if not as cool, is a what they call an ease arm. And what that is, it's a arm which clamps to a desk that you can put the device into, and now it's jointed so you can kind of position it where you need it, and now you can use it as kind of like a desktop electronic magnifier. So the screen is going to be higher, you can write underneath there, it's easier to do full page OCR, the screen is brought closer to your face. Really, really cool idea. And again, I don't know of any other company who've got anything quite like that. So another unique feature. And I think those two things together, the electronic magnifier and the ease arm, could be a really powerful solution for a number of different people.
How cool for a very versatile magnifier.
Yeah.
All right. And any upcoming road shows?
Well, we did the last one for a while this week. And I would like to say thank you to everybody for coming out to that show. Very busy show. Number of people there. And some very interesting questions. I did have one lady in particular who would come not because she wanted to ask about vision impairment, but because her daughter had no sense of smell and she wanted to know if we knew anything about that.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I didn't know anything about that, but it was very interesting to talk to her nonetheless, because it made me realize that not having a sense of smell is actually quite a big deal. And it's not something that you really think about very much. Mostly you think about hearing or vision. So yeah, that was kind of an interesting one out of left field. But anyway, the next show is not until August 29th. So we have a little bit of a gap here. We're going to be doing inventory and things like that. So we have a bit of a gap. That show, August 29th, is going to be at Wheeling Township in Arlington Heights. 1616 North Arlington Heights Road is the address.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's another thing you may want to talk about really quick is the inventory that takes place. I guess that happens once a year, right?
Yep. So inventory once a year. And basically we have to take stock of everything that we have and make sure that our numbers are tallying and nothing's missing and things like that. So the website is currently closed for orders. And what that means is you can log on there and look at things, but you can't actually order anything on the website at the moment. And that's because we can't order stock in at the moment. However, we can still sell stock that we have. And so if there's something you want to purchase, then call us. If we have it in stock, we can still ship it to you. However, starting next week, I believe Thursday the 21st, the store itself will be closed, and that usually lasts for a week and a half, 2 weeks, while we're doing the inventory. Once that's all done, then we will be back open for business on the website and in the store.
All right, and make sure you call and check at 312-997-3683. And with that, it's time for this week's
Customer of the Week. Customer of the Week this week, a gentleman by the name of Art. And I was actually asked by the VA to go out and visit him because he was having problems with his ZoomText keyboard. And ZoomText keyboard is a computer keyboard used for controlling the ZoomText computer software. And so I went out there, managed to fix his keyboard for him. And he also was having some problems with his iPad, with the speech rate on his iPad. So I showed him how to change it. And what was funny was he was asking me, you know, I slowed down the speech rate for him, and he was asking me, how did you do that? And I was saying, well, Art, it's a little bit complicated. You know, you've got to move your fingers around in a circular gesture, first of all. And I didn't expect him to know anything about what I was talking about. And he was like, oh, you mean use the rotor? And I was like, yeah, how did you know about that? So just goes to show you should never make assumptions about people. So I showed him how to use the rotor and slow down the speech rate, which was great. Art is getting on in years, and he uses an oxygen machine around his house. And he also doesn't have a sense of smell, funnily enough. And obviously his vision is deteriorated, but he's still full of energy and still learning new things all the time, and very, you know, determined to keep on living a good quality life. And so he was a bit of an inspiration to me, and hopefully, you know, an inspiration to other people as well.
That's awesome, because technology continues to somehow just be right there where other people or things weren't before.
Exactly. And, you know, if you have, you know, lost senses or have some other type of disability, then technology can really be a leveler, you know.
Yep.
It can get you back in the game. It can get you back involved in the community. It really can be a very powerful tool. And some people are afraid of learning how to use it, particularly if they haven't used a lot of technology in the past, and that's very understandable. However, you know, if you feel like you're missing out on things, then just go ahead and, you know, start to learn something about technology. Call us, ask us questions. We can do training, and it really can help to change your life.
Speaking of training, are you still doing that from home or at home?
Yep, in-home training, training at the Lighthouse, all of that stuff is going on. iPhones, Android, tablets, computers, you know, a bunch of different things. If you want to get trained on something, give us a call. Ask us if we're able to do it. You can call me, 312-997-3649. And even if you don't think you are very technologically savvy, you'll probably surprise yourself, because things these days are made to be quite easy to use. And even if you don't use all the features, for example, of a smartphone, that doesn't matter. You can just learn the things that you want to learn, and that's fine.
And what's going on the YouTube channel, or, of course, what's happening with that?
So YouTube channel, we don't have any new videos as of yet, much to my shame. I do hope to get a new video up, not next week, but the week after. And I haven't decided what it's going to be on yet. I've got a few devices that I potentially could get up there. So it's just a case of deciding which. But as always, keep your eyes peeled, and something will be going up.
And one more time, of course, you can get a hold of our own tech guru, Mr. Luke Scriven, at your email.
Luke@chicagolighthouse.org.
And that does it for this week's Luke's Laboratory. I'm Juan Suarez. Join us again right here on WCPT 820 AM.
This is Coach Mike Ditka. I'm asking you to support my friends at the Chicago Lighthouse, who are providing critical educational services to children who are blind, visually impaired, or multi-disabled. Through its innovative preschool, Birth to Three, and other cutting-edge programs, the Lighthouse is making a big difference in the lives of these children.
This is Dr. Janet Slick, President and CEO of the Chicago Lighthouse. These are exciting times here at the Chicago Lighthouse. The Chicago Lighthouse provides a community of comprehensive care for people who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans. To find out how you can help, call 312-997-3675 or visit us at chicagolighthouse.org.
Well, look who came out of his man cave.
Game must be over.
Oh, babe, just checking on you and dinner.
Well, your stomach clock is fast. It's gonna be a while.
How about some celery?
Nah, that's rabbit food. There must be something good in here.
Well, why don't you... why don't you...
You okay?
Oh,
honey!
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke. Many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk. But it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
Well, that will do it for us today, my friends. Let's see, where are we? Mid-June, yes? So we're like June 16th. All right, so we've got a couple weeks of June left. We're not flying through that quickly. My daughter's not even out of school yet. It feels like summer's already halfway through, but she's still plugging away, trying to get to her summer vacation.
Well, yes, it is, because there's only like, what, like 32 or some odd days before football starts?
Is it really that soon?
Yeah, they report to camp
in
August, and they'll be playing games, I think, late August, and you know.
Well, and that feels like it's wintertime, basically. Like, you know,
yeah, that's a signal to me.
Totally. Well, I know, Reese is going to get out of school, and 4th of July is like the following week, and you know, 4th of July feels like, although she's kind of getting robbed because she is transferring to school in the suburbs by me next year. So they've been out already for 3 weeks, but because of that, they start 3 weeks earlier. So poor Reese is going to school, you know, she's ending on the CPS schedule, which means mid-June, and starting on the suburban schedule, which is mid-August. So all in, I think she's only getting maybe like 7 weeks of summer.
Yeah, I noticed the Chicago Public Schools aren't out yet. Is that the case?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're not out till this week.
I've been waiting for them to get out, so the traffic is not as
heavy. I thought Thursday was their last day. I thought that's what she told me, but I heard from another source that it was Tuesday, and I just haven't consulted the official calendar yet. But sometime next week, this week rather, they will be done with school. Everybody can ease up on their commutes and enjoy their summer. So,
yes.
In the meantime, many thanks to Brandy and Set. What is wrong with me?
Brandy and Set. Hey.
That's new.
That's fine by me.
Oh, Brandy and Set. Brett and Sandy for their...
who's that?
I know. I didn't sleep well last night. It was one of those nights. I'm a little loopy today. Brett and Sandy for their contributions to the show, as always. Very entertaining and gives us things to do this summer to look forward to. Many thanks as well to you, my friend, Brian Hawkins.
And to you as well.
Thank you. And Dr. Janet Slick, our president and CEO of the Chicago Lighthouse. And I think that's it. It's going to be a hot one. Stay cool. Like Brian said, check on your neighbors. If you have a concern about somebody you can't get to, dial 311 and ask to do a safety check on them, and they'll send somebody out to make sure they're okay. Offer air conditioning. Offer cool drinks if you see people in need. With that, take care of yourselves. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Have a wonderful week.